The following commentary does not reflect the view of Northumberland 89.7 or its advertisers.
Now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Most of us know the political term lame duck, referring to elected officials who have less influence and credibility during their waning days in office. Conversely, even though they aren't returning to office, they still hold positions of power and can make decisions without having to face the consequences of an election. It's a double-edged sword, and it can be dangerous for the public. Here in Northumberland, we have a couple of examples of how lame ducks can wield power that has significant consequences for the community. And in too many cases, the lame ducks are a bunch of turkeys who either do something or nothing while we the people can do nothing about it. Recently in Port Hope, the lame ducks on council pulled off a brazen move to avoid public scrutiny. According to the rules, prior to an upcoming election, a date is set as to when council is officially declared a lame duck council. And thereafter, they cannot make any decisions over $50,000 or hire new staff. So what did the Port Hope Ducks do? 48 hours before becoming lame ducks, they held a secret meeting in which they purchased a building for $750,000 outside the approved budget. And they hired a new director for $100,000 a year. All this with no public engagement. This from a group who have touted themselves as champions of transparency. Boy, is that a lame declaration, not to mention irresponsible. Now, two members of Port Hope Council, Mayor Bob Sanderson and Councillor Terry Hickey, are apparently running for mayor this year. Why would anyone want to re-elect these two when they act like this? It echoes back to the egregious misspending of the LLRW Trust Fund, which has never been fully and properly accounted for, maybe legally settled, but not accounted for in a transparent manner. Folks, this type of decision-making is not called transparency. It's collusion, conspiring in secrecy to spend public funds. Now, these guys aren't the only lame ducks. There's a flock of them in Coburg, too. Recently, the Coburg Taxpayers Association sent out invitations to candidates to participate in co-sponsored all-candidates meeting. Out of 9 invitations, 6 candidates did not even respond. They didn't even decline. They ignored the invitation. And get this, they're the incumbents. You know, the lame ducks, floating along, avoiding debates, and ducking public scrutiny. They're not just lame ducks, they're sitting ducks, sitting on their proverbial apathy, afraid to engage in open debate. Apparently some of them think the CTA is a minority group and doesn't represent the community. That's one hell of a lame excuse. They too are minority representatives. Hell, the mayor, John Henderson, gets in by acclamation, but this doesn't allow him to avoid public debates. And the deputy mayor and councillors will only get between 2,000 and 3,000 votes each, which means less than 25% of the voters will elect them. So they themselves represent a minority. This refusal to participate in public debate is a sure sign of a truly lame duck. Not lame just at the end of a term, but lame throughout their entire term. So I say to voters, caveat emptor, buyer beware. Beware lame ducks, because they too often become lame governments. Think about it, and don't be a lame duck voter.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.